弟兄姐妹朋友们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
小孩子真是太可爱了。
Our children are indeed very cute.
今天没有一个人哭。
None of them cried today.
没有一个人不开口的。
And none of them, everyone raised their voices.
不过很奇怪，就是孩子就算哭啊，就算不开口在那边生闷气，我们也是觉得很可爱哈。
Even though if they didn't sing and they had frowns on their face, we still think that they're really adorable.
刚刚孩子一个一个上来的时候
，And as the children came up one by one,
我不知道是谁讲的，但是是坐在我后面的人的讲的，我听到声音。
I heard someone say behind me,
怎么这么多孩子啊
？Wow, there's so many children.
前面已经站满一排两排，怎么好像还有人在上面呢
？The first front rows are already full. How come they're still coming?
这孩子都从哪里来的？
Where did all these children come from?
这不就我们的孩子吗？从哪里来
？Isn't it just our children?
但是呢，我们没见到他们的时候，有时候真的是不知道我们教会真的有这么多可爱的孩子。
But if we don't see them, we don't realize that our church is indeed we do have a lot of children at our church.
现在看这些孩子啊
，as we watch these children,
就会想
，we think
这是我们的未来
，that's our future.
啊，这也是神的教会的未来。
And that, of course, is the future of our church.
今天这么多孩子，你想大概有多少人
？How many children do you think were up here?
可能有四十个哦。
About 40.
那这些孩子啊
？And all these children?
以后长大
？When they grow up?
有当医生的。
They'll be doctors.
有当律师的。
Lawyers.
有当老师的。
Teachers.
我要想一个没有不是师的。职业是什么？他们可能有人去管理国家公园
，or government officials。
我以前小时候想要去住在山上，去管理做国家公园管理员。
Oh, management of national parks.
Just a park ranger.
A park ranger.
我们的当中呢，有些以后是我们孙子的爸爸妈妈。
Or they would be parents of our grandchildren.
对，或者是有些你们的曾孙啊
，or your great grandchildren。
你知道当中可能有些人他们会做宣教士
，and some of them may also be missionaries。
可能等到 Alex 跟我头发都白了之后走不动的时候，他们就是我们教会的牧师了。
And maybe one day when Pastor Alex and I both have gray hairs, then someone will take our place。
我们对未来都有很多的憧憬
，we have a lot of perspectives about our future。
很多盼望。
A lot of hopes.
也一直是不断的在神的面前，我们都是祈求神的祝福。
Of course, before God, we definitely pray for His blessing.
我们今天呢，神的话上面所讲到的，跟我们刚刚提到的，对我们的生命、对我们的未来的一些憧憬和盼望很有关系。
And today's message has a lot of relation to our future hope.
让我们一起来读今天的经文。帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第一到第十一节。
We'll read the passage this morning from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, from verse 1 to 11.
弟兄们，论到时候日期，不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到，就好像夜间的贼一样。人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀孕的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑暗的，也不是属幽暗的，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒警守。因为睡了的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉。但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着主耶稣基督得救。他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与他同活。所以你们应该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. Let us come before our God to pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
今天在这个主日，我们能够一起的聚集，来到你的面前，献上我们的敬拜。
That this morning we can all come together before you to offer up our worship.
主，我们在唱诗歌的时候。
And as we sing these hymns,
我们在读你话语的时候。
And as we read your word,
我们在默想祷告的时候。
And then we pray and meditate,
甚至我们在服事的时候。
And as we serve you,
主，我们想到的就是你。
Who we are thinking of is you.
主，我们知道我们是蒙你所爱的一群人。
We know that we are a group of people that is loved by you.
不是因为我们自己有什么好处。
It's not that we have anything good.
只是因为你在爱中拯救了我们，你要为我们得到好处。
But in your love, you have saved us so that we can have good things.
主，今天我们在你的面前，我们要认你为主。
Lord, before you this morning, we want to acknowledge that you are our Lord.
求主你借着你自己的话，借着圣灵来向我们说话。
May you use the Holy Spirit and your word to speak to us.
愿我们的敬拜真的就如那馨香的祭。
May our worship be a pleasing aroma.
能够达到你的面前蒙你悦纳。
It will be lifted up to you and you would be pleased with it.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
人对历史都会有一定特别的观念。
People have a certain perspective regarding history.
因为当我们在想我们所处的这个世界的时候。
Because when we think about the world that we live in.
不论我们是因为研究历史，对人类历史有兴趣也好。
Whether if we're studying history or we just have an interest for history,
还是我们对于我们自己的生命，我们今天所处于的这个时代有认识，而去回想历史也好。
Or if we're just thinking about the world that we're living in and we reflect upon how history has affected the times that we're living in today,
因为我们对历史的看法和观念。
Because of our ideas and concepts about history,
会影响我们今天对于自己生活上面的安排，或甚至是我们未来的这个看见，都会有影响的。
Will affect the way that we see our future or the way we plan for our future.
有些人，我们也常听过这样的一句话，就是说历史呢，都是不断的重演的。
Well, there's a saying that history repeats itself.
的确，我们可以在历史当中看见一些人事物的一些的，好像不断的重演。
Of course, throughout history, we do see certain events or patterns within history that repeats itself.
可是，如果我们对历史的认识就是历史正在只是不断的重演的话
，But from our understanding of history as it repeats itself,
那我们今天对于世界上面的这种政局的看法。
Then our perspective of what's going on today,
或者今天我们自己在我们的生活当中或社会上面看到的情形
or how society is today,
如果环境好，我们就是在等着这个环境变坏。
If right now our circumstances are good, we're just awaiting the time when our circumstances become bad.
如果环境很坏的话，我们就想，反正历史会重演嘛。这个坏的环境总会兴起一批新生的更好的事情。我们只要等待，就会看见。
So if we are in a bad circumstance or bad environment, we know that as history repeats itself, very soon it will get better.
那这种想法呢，就会有时候我们是给我们一种安慰。
Of course, if we think that way, it actually brings us some form of comfort.
但是这种是比较被动式的安慰。
But of course, that sort of comforting is very passive.
反正历史会不断的重演，也无所谓我在这个历史的洪流当中占的什么样一个地位。
So if history repeats itself, it doesn't matter where I am today.
我对未来，对生命能够有什么贡献或什么改变吗？
Well, how can I change how the future will be?
所以虽然这样子好像比较能够接受坏的环境，但是主动性的我们也不会去特别想要推动改变什么。
So of course we know that as the patterns will repeat itself, one circumstance will become better, but I'll passively not do anything.
有些人对历史的看法是比较直线型的。
So a lot of people see history very directly.
反正呢，有一个开始，有一个结束。
There's a beginning and there's an end.
啊，反正呢，这个生命我们都知道，自己的生命有一个开始，有一个结束。
And we know that in life there's a beginning and there's an end.
反正看环境怎么带领，就往前走。
No matter what the circumstances, we just move forward.
走到一天，走到终点了。
And then one day it'll come to an end.
那之后也无所谓了，跟你没关了。
And then after that, it has nothing to do with me.
那人类的历史就是这样子一段一段的，一代一代的这样接续下去而已。
So history, throughout the generations, just goes on and on and on.
可是我们对历史，我们对人类的这个生命的看法，事实上，对我们自己现在的生活和对未来的计划，我刚刚说过是很有相关联的。
But as I mentioned before.How we see history directly relates to how we see the future.
它会影响我们到底对人事物，我们是以一种很客观的方式，只是去批评和观察吗？
So does it affect the way that we look at the events as it unfolds, or are we analyzing that?
还是我们是？很主观的想要去参与，然后呢，能够去改变，能够去塑造。
Or do we actively participate in changing those future events?
我们是很被动性的，被环境的因素使我们去妥协，使我们去接受吗？Are we passively allowing things to happen in our lives?So that we just compromise or we just accept what happens around us. 还是说我们是很主动的，我们要去改变，我们要去参与，我们要去扭转，我们要去创造。
Or do we actively participate and change how future events will play out?
那我们属神的人，基督徒，对基督徒来说。
So for those of us that belong to God as Christians,
如果我们知道神是创造宇宙万物的神，
If we know that God is the creator of this universe,
包括他创造了人类，
including the creation of human beings,
他是万王之王万主之主，
He is the king of kings and the lord of lords,
他是世界的主宰，
He is the lord of all created things,
那他是掌管人类历史的神，
Then he is in control of human history.
神在创造人这件事情上面有他的心意。
When God created man, he has a will for them.
神在创造人这件上面有他的目的。
And he had a purpose for creating man.
他在创造人这件事情上面他也有一个目标。
And he also had a goal for creating man.
这些在神的话里面他的心意他的目的他的目标神都跟我们讲得很清楚。
And in his word, he revealedthe purpose and his will and his goal.
当我们认识神，
Once we come to know God,
我们一定会认识他在人类，在我的身上，他有什么样的一个心意。
then we would know what his heart is for us.
对我个人来说是如此。
It is so for me personally.
对我家庭来说是如此。
It is so for my family.
对这个社会、对这个世界来说是如此。
And it is so for this world and this society.
对全人类来说也是如此。
And it's similarly to all human beings.
因为这是神的观念。
Because that is that's God's perspective.
那我们在神的面前，我们成长成熟的这个过程，就是我们要去更认识神，对不对？
So then as we are growing in our spiritual walk, spiritual life with God, that's what we need to come to understand.
可是更认识神就包括了要认识神的心意。
So in order for us to know God, we have to know His will.
更认识神就是说我们开始将我们的观念开始跟神的观念去平行而进。
So to know God and His heart and His will is to align our will with His will.
这个叫做成圣。
That is the process of sanctification.
这个叫做越来越像主。
That's the image of becoming more and more like Christ.
这个叫做我们在主耶稣基督里面所拥有的这个生命开始成长成熟了。
And that is how we mature and grow in our spiritual life.
上回在第四章的最后面的时候，
Last week, in the end of chapter 4,
刘长老跟我们分享那段。
Pastor Alex shared with us.
我们看见在帖撒罗尼迦的这群信徒，他们对生命、对未来，他们有一些疑问。
We see that these group of believers in that church, that these Thessalonians had.Questions regarding life and their future.
当时的信徒很清楚一件事情，就是我们都在等待主耶稣基督的来临。
So though they were awaiting the coming of Christ.
门徒们去传福音。
So these believers went to share the gospel.
说我们要悔改，我们要认罪，我们要接受主耶稣基督，我们要进入神的国度。
So they were proclaiming that they need to confess and repent of their sins, put their faith in Jesus Christ, and enter into the kingdom of God.
主耶稣基督他受死埋葬，可是他复活升天了。
So Jesus came down, died, but also resurrected and was raised to heaven.
他现在不在我们当中。
And he's no longer with us now.
可是那位爱我们的主，那位爱我们的神，他还会再来。
But the God that loves us, Jesus, He will return again.
而且他来的时候呢，就不会再有眼泪了。
And after He returns, there will no longer be any tears.
就不会再有伤痛了。
There won't be any sorrow.
这世界上任何的不公义、不公平、任何的罪恶都会被抹灭了。
So all sin and unrighteousness will be wiped away.
我们会活在神的那完美的国度里。
And we will live in that perfect.The perfect kingdom of God.
我们会永远的享受神的丰富。
We would forever live in the blessings of God.
生命的光彩完全的绽放。
So all of
the fullness of life will come into full bloom. 所以信徒们就在等，多么的盼望那天的来临。
So then these believers were awaiting the return of Jesus.
可是等了一天，等了一周，等了一个月，等了一年。
So as they were waiting for a month, then for weeks, months to years.
等了五年，等了十年，等了二十年。
And they waited for 5 years, 10 years, and 20 years.
有些信徒已经先离世了。
And a lot of these believers already passed away.
主耶稣还没来。
And Jesus has not yet returned.
所以他们问了这个问题。
That's why they asked this question.
那主耶稣基督怎么告诉他们？
So what did Jesus reply to them or respond to them?
主耶稣不是对不起，保罗是怎么样回答他们？
Oh, sorry, correction. How did Paul respond to them?
主耶稣基督他还会再来的这件事情是事实。
And he says the return of Jesus is indeed is a fact.
主耶稣基督再来的这件事情是我们的盼望。
And the return of Jesus is our hope.
而这个盼望是实际的，是不会改变的。
And that hope is a reality and it won't change.
所以呢，在主里面已经先离世先死了或者说先睡了的人，他们会在主耶稣再来的时候必先从死里复活。
So those that have passed away, before his return will rise first when Jesus comes back.
这是我们不能用言语形容一种美好的一种转变和经历。
That is a transformation and experience that we really can't explain.
可当主再来的时候，我们仍然活着的人，我们要与那些复活的人一同被提到云端，与主同在，直到永远。
And those that are still living will be caught up and raised with Jesus, with the ones that have passed away.
这个是信徒的盼望。
That is the hope of the believers.
那个盼望仍然是今天我们信徒的盼望。
And that hope is the same hope that we have as Christians today.
可是当帖撒罗尼迦的信徒在想到这个主再来的时候，
But when these the Thessalonian believers were pondering upon this,
他们知道在主来临的之前，在主来临的时候，世界上面会要遭遇到灾难的。
And they know that before Jesus returned, there'll be tribulation in this world.
他们知道主再来的时候，信徒们会被提到天上。
They know that the believers will be raptured.
他们知道留在这个世上的这群人会经历所谓的大灾难。
And they know the people that remain will suffer great tribulation.
他们知道敌基督会在世人当中被显明。
And they know that the Antichrist will be revealed.
他们知道主耶稣基督会降临在这个世上，会有一千年的作王，做使这个世界达到一个完完全全和平的一个状态。
And they know when Jesus returns, there'll be 1,000 years of peace.
但是他们同样知道，在那一千年之后，撒旦会再次的被释放出来，他会作乱。
They also know that after the 1,000 years of peace, Satan will be released and will wreak havoc upon this earth.
然后最后的那场战役当中，撒旦魔鬼和他一同征战的那些魔鬼会被最后打入到这硫磺火湖，永远不能翻身。
And after that last battle, Satan and all of his demons will be thrown into the lake of fire.
新天跟新地会降临在这个世界上。
And the new heaven and the new earth will be created.
他们对这些事情非常的向往。
So they are fully aware of this.
非常的期待。
And they're awaiting.
可是这些事情什么时候会发生呢？
But they don't know when all those things will happen.
所以保罗说，你讲到这些时候和日期的时候，我不用写信给你们，因为你们已经知道了。
That's why Paul says to them, for you yourselves are fully aware.
我提醒你们，这个主再来的这个日子是像贼在夜间里面忽然来临一样。
And Paul reminds them that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night.
我们来看彼得后书第三章第十节。
Let us take a look at 2 Peter chapter 3.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有行职的都要被烈火消化，地和其他的物都要烧尽了。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10 But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed.
然后我们看启示录第三章第三节。
Also take a look at Revelation chapter 3 verse 3
主耶稣基督在这里，他亲自的说，所以要回想你们是怎样领受、怎样听见的，又要遵守，并要悔改，因为若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样，我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。
Remember then what you received and heard. keep it and repent. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come against you.
主耶稣基督他会再来。
Our Lord Jesus will return.
因为他说他会再来。
Because he said so.
他的话语，神的启示告诉我们他会再来。
His word, God's revelation, says that he will return again.
这是我们信徒们的一个盼望。
That is the hope that we have.
可以与我们的主面对面。
That we would meet him face to face.
可以我们今天凭着信心知道神所有一切为我们预备的美好，我们都会经历到。
That we would experience all the fullness and everything that he has prepared for us.
我们在灵魂里面经历到的更新。
The renewal that we have of our spirit. The renewal of our spirit.
我们看见我们自己的心思意念不断地在神的面前得到成长，得到塑造。
And our mind and our thoughts are being renewed and transformed.
但是今天我们在肉体上面，我们仍然是慢慢的在消退。
But our flesh is deteriorating.
然后我们在人生的路途上，还是经历到许多的试探和软弱。
And in our on this earth, we will still face suffering.
可是主再来的时候，当我们与主面对面的时候
，But when Jesus returns and we come to him face to face,
我们得到的是一个新的灵体。
We will receive a new body.
不会再痛苦了。
There won't be no more pain.
不会再衰退了。
And no more deteriorating.
我们不再会受到罪恶的引诱捆绑，我们不再软弱了。
Well, we won't be weak or against the temptations anymore.
我们多么的期盼这一天的来临。
And we are waiting for this day.
可是那个日子是什么时候我们不知道。
But we don't know when the exact date will be.
我们知道的是会来。
We just know that it will come.
主耶稣基督第一次来的时候
When Jesus came the first time,
他是王。
He was king.
他是主。
He's Lord.
可是他是以一个谦卑的王，他是以一个要为我们做大祭司，然后为我们做献祭的那位王来到这个世上。
But he came as a humble king, but as also as a humble a priest and the sacrificial lamb for us.
他来的时候是要为我们的罪付上代价。
And he came to pay for the wages of our sins.
他第二次来的时候他是王。
And his second coming, he will come as a king.
可是他是审判的王。
But he will be a judging king.
他是要与罪恶征战的王。
He will be a king that will wage war against sin.
你们有没有想过弟兄姐妹?
Have you ever thought about this, brothers and sisters?
主耶稣基督再来的时候,对许多人来讲是罪。得到制裁的时候
When Jesus returns again, what is that? 罪裁
When Jesus comes again, he is the one who will bring wrath and punishment upon sin. 所谓的灾祸那个时候降临的时候是因为罪的缘故神需要去审判然后呢需要去定罪
So when suffering comes, that is because sin needs to be punished.
虽然说属于主的人，我们期盼这一天的来临。
So although for us as Christians, we are waiting for that day with hope.
可是只要是与罪有关系的人事物
But it is calamity for those that are still in sin.
当主耶稣基督再来的时候，那把火就要把我们烧掉了。
So when Jesus comes again, that fire will dissolve us.
这就是为什么在这边的比喻是说，讲到黑夜跟光明的分别。
So that's why in here in chapter 5, we're contrasting between darkness and light, or night and day.
当主再来的时候，罪要得到制裁。
When Jesus comes again, sin will be dealt with.
罪要得到审判。
And sin will be judged.
但是罪是跟罪人是分隔不开的。
But sin cannot be separated from the sinner.
主耶稣第二次再来的时候，因为他是审判的主， 所以如果我们是有罪之身，或者是我们是罪人的话，我们需要受到神的审判。
So when Jesus comes again, if we're still sinners and have sin, then we will be judged.
一个人在这个世上过生活，
as a person lives on this earth,
要不然就是为主活，要不然就是为自己活。
He either lives for the Lord or he lives for himself.
为主而活的人，生活是有目的的。
Those that belong to God, that live for God, has a purpose.
生活要有意义的。
And there's meaning in his life.
可是那个只为自己而活而不尊重神的人，
But those that live only for themselves and do not respect God,
就是那顶撞神的人，
Those that rebel against God,
就是那背弃神的人，
Those that have turned away from God,
这个在神的面前就是罪。
So before God, that is sin.
而这个信息是使徒保罗讲得非常清楚的一点。
And this message is clearly given by Paul.
保罗在跟信徒们分享的时候，他说第五节，你们都是光明之子。
When Paul shares this to the Thessalonians in verse 5, he says, You are children of light.
你们是那白昼之子。
You are children of the day.
你们不是属乎黑暗的，也不是属于幽暗的。
We are not of the night or of the darkness.
你们是属神的人啊。
You belong to God.
因为神是光明的，神是白昼的。
Because God is God of light and God is God of day.
罪恶，撒旦是属黑夜的，也是属幽暗的。
Sin and Satan is part of the night and darkness.
黑暗跟光明是永远不能混在一起的。
And darkness and light can never merged.
白昼跟黑夜永远是不能混合的。Right?
Night and day cannot come together.
Right. 可是他提醒信徒们，我们生活的时候就要像那光明之子。
But he reminds these believers that we need to be like the children of light.
他说第六节，所以我们不要睡觉像别人一样，总要警醒警守。
That's why in verse 6 he says, So then let us not sleep as others do, But let us keep awake and be sober.
因为我们在第四章最后的时候，当刘长老在带我们读那段的时候，我们就了解圣经上面讲到睡的时候，它有一个更深的一层的含义是什么。
Because last time, Pastor Alex shared in end of chapter 4, what does it mean to fall asleep?
这个睡了的意思是什么？
What is the meaning of falling asleep?
是死。
Is death.
所以保罗在这边事实上说，你们属神的人啊，你们是有生命的人。
So Paul here is saying that if you are children of light, you have life. You are alive.
不要过着一个像是没有生命的人，像他们那些没有生命，因为在罪恶里面死亡的人一样的生命。
Don't live like those that do not have life, that are still in sin.
但是我们要警醒，我们要谨守。
But we need to be awake and be on guard.
那些不认识神的人，
Those that do not know God,
他们因为罪的关系，因为顶撞神的关系，自己已经定了自己的罪。
Because of sin and their rebellion against God, they have put judgment on themselves.
他们睡了，因为他们是属于黑暗的，晚上才睡觉。
They're asleep. They sleep at night.
但是你们他说第八节，他说我们这些属神的人，因为我们属乎白昼，因为我们是光明之子。
But in verse 8, Paul says, But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, because we are children of light, children of the day.
所以我们要活的像是生活在白昼里面，我们生活的像光明之子，我们生活的像属神的人这样子。
So we need to live like children of light and children of the day, those that belong to God.
我们说到这个对主耶稣基督再来我们的救恩为什么是我们生命当中的盼望
So why is the salvation that Jesus provides for us our hope?
Yeah. 因为这个盼望是给我们动力在这个世上继续往前走是我们生活上面要有什么样的一个 形态呈现在人的面前，是因为有我们这个盼望在我们的前面。
Because this hope stirs us and motivates us to keep moving forward.
因为我们是属神的人。
Because we belong to God.
我们是等待主耶稣基督的再来。
We are awaiting the return of our Lord.
我们不是睡了的人。
We are not ones that have fallen asleep.
我们不是迷糊的人。
We're not confused people.
我们知道主耶稣基督会再来。
We know that Jesus will return again.
这些不认识、不承认神的人，当主耶稣基督再来的时候，对他们来讲，就像是那个贼在夜间来到。
And those that don't know God, when Jesus returns, it'll be like a thief in the night.
第三节不是说吗？
Just like in verse 3.
人在说我正在过着平安稳妥的生活的时候，罪恶、灾祸就会忽然临到他们。
While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them.
当我们今天在想我们所处的这个世界的时候，
So today, as we think about the world that we live in,
我们如果讲阔一点，我们讲世界的政局。
Speaking more broadly, if we talk about how the government is,
yeah, or world politics.
World politics.
我讲一些名字，看看你们觉得听到这些名字的时候，你们是怎么样的感觉
？I'll throw out a few names and see what type of feeling you get when I mention these names.
金正恩 ，Kim Jong Un， 我是说感觉。
I'm talking about what type of feeling you get when I mention these names.
川普
Trump
其实这些世界的重要政治人物怎么听到他们的名字都在笑很奇怪
These are all important world politicians. Why are there laughter?
习近平、没人敢笑了、奇怪
Chairman
of China、普丁
Putin Vladimir Putin.
今天世界上最出名的就这几位。
I think these are few people are what's the talk of town these days.
他在听到这些名字的时候，他带给我们的是安定的心吗
？So when we mention these names, does it give you a feeling of stability or comfort?
这接下来十年、二十年，世界的整个环境和政局。对我们这些可爱的孩子来讲，会是什么样的情形
？So after 10 or 20 years, if these people are still in power, what will happen to the children of our church?
我们对这个事情怎么去想，怎么去看
？So how do we look at this?
这个世界是敌对神的。
This world is against God.
这个世界如今是掌握在黑暗的权势之下。
This world is under the authority of the darkness.
可是弟兄姐妹，如果我们是因为主耶稣基督的拯救，我们今天已经成为他的儿女。
But if today we are children of God through Jesus,
我们是光明之子。
We are children of light.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
这个世界的黑暗跟我们是毫无相干的。
And the darkness of this world has no relation to us.
是不会伤害我们的。
And it will not harm us.
我们如果讲到我们今天的社会，我讲美国的社会。
So if we take a look at the society today, especially in America.
因为讲这些世界级的政治人物，好像跟我们生活上面比较没有关系。
Because if we just mention about talk about these politicians, it seems like there's no relation to us.
我是说没有直接的关系，但是我们都是被他们影响的。
But we're all influenced by these.
可是我们讲到我们的社会。
Well, let's talk about the society that we live in today.
每一次在美国又有一个在学校枪击事件的时候
，When there's another gun shooting event at our schools,
Cindy 就会跟我说
，And Cindy will say to me.
我每天早上送孩子上学，如果新闻上面又看到什么枪击事件，我心里面就很担心。
So every morning, if I see another event on the news about a gun shooting at school, I get worried.
哎，不用，我们不讲到在这个学校里面枪击的事情。
So let's not talk about the gun shooting events at schools.
我们在美国生活，他们种族之间的问题，彼此的恨恶，彼此的杀害。
What about the discrimination that goes on in this nation, in this country?
我们讲到在男女之间的关系或夫妻之间的关系上面。
Or if we talk about the issues that we have in our relationships or in a marriage, the relationship between a husband and wife.
有些人是以大男人主义的心态去对待他们的这个夫妻关系。
So some of the husbands have a chauvinistic approach to deal with their spouse, their wife.
我是男人，我声音最大。
So I'm the man of the house, so I have authority.
你跟我来硬的，来了软的，我都是拳头相待。
So how you come at me, I just use my fist.
但有些人是大女人主义。
But there's are people that have a feministic approach.
家里面女人的声音最大。
In the household, the female has the voice.
这个男人只要听我的话，凡事都成。
So as long as the husband listens to me, then everything will be okay.
那这些事情影不影响我们呢？
So all these things, do they affect us?
影响我们。
Yes, they do.
影不影响我们的孩子啊？
Do they affect our children?
影响我们的孩子。
Yes.
而且影响的很大。
And there's actually a great impact to our children.
可是如果我们是属神的人，
But if we belong to God,
这个世界，这个社会应该因为我们是基督徒的缘故。
So this world and this society,Because of us,
应该是因为我们是光明之子的缘故。
Because we are children of light,
只要是属于黑暗的，只要是属于幽暗的，只要是属于罪恶的，
If anything is that is darkness or sin,
这些跟我们应该是毫无相关的。
Those that has no relation to us,
而且是不影响我们的。
It does not impact us.
不但无相干，不影响。
So not only does it not affect us or impact us,
因为我们是属神的人，因为我们是光明之子，我们的生命应该是要能够改变这个世界的。
Because we're the children of light and the children of day, we should be able to impact this world.
不是我自己去改变。
It is not me that's going to change.
是因为我是属于神的人，所以神可以借我去改变。
But it is because I belong to God and God can use me to change this world.
你看第八节。
Take a look at verse
8. 我们是属乎白昼的。
We belong to the day.
所以我们要谨守，我们要注意怎么样在神的面前为他而活。
Let us be sober. We need to be able to live for God.
这个信心，这个爱心，是我们保护我们生命的护心镜。
And this faith and the love is our breastplate that protects us.
我们对神的信靠
，our trust in God，
我们从因为信主耶稣基督而有的这个新生命
，and this new life that we have because we've through Jesus，
我们爱主耶稣的心
，the heart that we have that loves Jesus，
我们那因为我们爱主而借着主所赐给我们的爱去爱人的心
，and the heart that we have that received Love, the love that we receive from God, to use that love to love others.
我们能够爱那个不可爱的人。
We're able to love those that are not lovable.
我们不只是爱我们的孩子，爱我们的这个配偶。
We not only love our spouse and our children.
我们爱我们的父母。
But we love our parents.
我们在行为上面能够显出我们的爱心。
And in our behavior, in our life, we can manifest that love.
对不对？保罗在第一章里面不是说吗？你们信心的这个你们爱心的劳苦是人可以看得见的。
Just like in chapter 1, it says your labor of love can be seen by others.
你信心的工作是可以让人看见的。
And the work of your faith can be seen by others.
这个信心和这个爱心是我们保守我们的生命、我们的性命的两个性格。
And this faith and love are the two attributes that protects us.
那保护我们的头的是什么？
Well, then what protects our head?
保守我们的观念、保守我们的思想的是什么？
What protects our thoughts?
是那得救的盼望。
It is the helmet of salvation. The helmet, the hope of salvation.
Yeah, the hope of salvation.
The hope of salvation.
这个盼望是什么？
What is that hope?
就是我们今天一直在强调的。
It is what we've been emphasizing.
是，我们是属于主的。
We belong to God.
主说你们是光明之子。
God says you are children of the day.
主说我必定再次来到这个世上。
God says I will return again.
你们属于我的光明之子，跟我来吧。
Those of you that belong to me, the children of light, the children of day,Come with me.
你们这个罪得赦免的、行事为人有主的样式的人，你来到我这里吧。
Those of you that have been saved from sin, come to me.
这个是我们得救的盼望。
That is the hope of our salvation.
我们要在这样的一个思想观念之下，用来保守我们的心思意念。
So we need to use this to protect our minds and our thoughts.
我不久之前跟一个弟兄在分享。
Not too long ago, I was sharing with a brother.
讲到我们要怎么样子遵行神的话、神的心意，然后得神的祝福。
We were talking about how we can follow God's word and God's will so that we can be blessed.
讲到婚姻。
We talked about marriage.
那这位弟兄跟我说，我记得在圣经上读到这句话。
Then this brother says, I remember God's word says.
他说是好像是这样子说，就是你那个不信的对方可以因为你是属于神的人，而使他能够成为圣洁。他说是不是有这样这句话
？So does it say in the Bible that your spouse can become
Yeah, your spouse can be made holy because you as a Christian are holy, even though your spouse is an unbeliever. Okay, 我说是有这样这句话。
And yes, there is something, it does say that in the Bible.
可是我说我们要了解。
But I said to him, well, we need to remember and understand.
这是说已经结了婚的人，一个人信主，对方还不信。
So this is talking about within a marriage,there is one party that have not believed yet.
而不是说你还没有结婚，你去娶或嫁一个不信的人。
So it's not talking about before marriage, you go and seek someone that is not a believer.
神说因为你的圣洁，因为你是属于我，我可以因你的关系去使你的配偶圣洁。
So God says, because you belong to me and you are holy, you can affect your spouse and help her become holy.
可是神的话是不是说信与不信的不能同父一轭啊？
But doesn't it say in the Bible that the two cannot be of the same yoke?
神的心意就是不要让一个属神的人跟一个不属神的人在婚姻里面结合啊。
So God says, one that a believer and non-believer should not be married.
那我执意的要跟一个不信的人，我以一个信徒的身份执意的要跟一个不信的人去结婚的时候。
So then when I as a believer is going to marry someone that's a non-believer,
我首先已经触犯了神的话语。
I've already offended God.
我已经不尊重神的话了。
I've already disrespected his word.
那我这个人在神的面前是一个圣洁的人吗？
So am I a righteous, holy person before God?
我已经不圣洁了。
I'm already not righteous.
那我自己不圣洁，神怎么使用我这个人去使对方圣洁呢？
So if I'm already not holy, then how can I help the other party become holy?
所以我们的这个人是最重要的。
So
the person, who we are, is of utmost importance. 我们要属神。
We need to belong to God.
我们要了解我们是在神里面，因为他是光明的神，所以我们是他的儿女。
So we need to understand that because God is God of light, then we are children of light.
最近我跟一个朋友在聊天。
Recently, I had a conversation with a friend.
发现他在工作上面碰到一个很特别的一个经历。
And I find out that he had she had
very unusual
experience at work.
In her work. 他是一个对对这个美术和布置很有特别的一种这种才能的一个姊妹。
She's a sister that is very talented in the arts.
她多年来一直用这个才能在教会里面服侍。
And through the years, she's been using those talents to serve the church.
所以教会里办活动的时候
，So every time there's an event at the church.
啊，复活节啊，圣诞节就不说了。
During like Easter or Christmas.
啊，如果有特别的福音聚会啊，如果有些什么特别的迎新会啊。
Or any type of event like a gospel night, evangelical night.
你就会看到这个姊妹，她就可以，她手工就可以制造出这个，把这整个会场就变得像是很专业性的一个，把整个的气氛都改变过来。从这个地板、墙壁，一直到天花板，到门口里面、外面布置的，真的就是让你整个人的那个气氛感觉就不一样。
And she's able to use her skills to make the event look very professional. She can totally transform the atmosphere.
她用她这个才能来服侍神。
And she used these talents to serve God.
那在教会里面也给她一些经济上面的供应。
And the church sometimes financially supports her.
也不多。
Not much.
结果很有意思的就是因为她做的这个她的这个才能因为这么的专业。
But because what she can produce is very professional.
她最近刚好有机会被人请去帮这个 Elon Musk 这个人为他妈妈做70岁的生日去做这个布置。
And recently, she was invited to decorate the Elon Musk's mother's birthday party.
你们不知道 Elon Musk 是谁
？Do you all know who Elon Musk is？
但你知道他坐的车子
？But you all know that the cars that he makes
是非常昂贵、非常高级，走在科技先端的叫做 Tesla。
Very expensive on the forefront of technology. It's called Tesla.
他是 Tesla 车厂的这个 CEO。
He's the CEO of Tesla.
他们跟这位姊妹说
，And they said to this sister。
因为这是妈妈的生日，所以这个办的比较小。
Because this is a party for my mom, so we don't need to make it so elaborate.
就是家人和一些比较熟的朋友。
So we'll only invite some family members and some close friends.
所以呢，预算稍微紧一点。
So the budget is a little tight.
我们只有三十万。
We only have 300,000.
然后他跟我们分享说，他去跟那这个帮他们布置的这一群人呢、啊，是一个团队。
So she shared that she was working with this the party planning committee.
他们这个家族里面就有家族的雇员在帮他们做事。
There is a administrator that works for the family.
他说有好多这些二十多岁、精力充沛、精力旺盛、很向往这种好莱坞，然后这种社会高层阶层的这种。社会这个层面的这些人，每天呐、啊、二十几个小时在这边为他们工作。
And there's a bunch of young 20-year-olds that are full of energy and they're very Hollywood-like and they're just using all of their energy and time to plan this party.
当他被请去的时候，人家问他的一些工作背景。
So when she was hired on, they asked her, "Well, what's your past experience?"
她说我没有什么可以讲的，我以前就在教会布置教会。
So I had really nothing to share. I can just say that I've just used my talents at, for church events.
可是当然他过去做了这么多的活动，他有许许多多的。 比如说她的记录啊，照片啊，也是因为口碑的关系，她被介绍过去。
But of course, because of her word of mouth and the events that she's prepared for at church and her portfolio, she was referred by someone.
那个雇她的人听到她是这样子在教会里服侍人，她的嘴巴都张，她下巴都垂下来了。
And the person that hired her, or the person, yeah. The person that hired her. Found out her background, she was in shock.
因为他们感觉像是从两个截然不同的这个世界里面，出来的人。
Because it seems like they are from totally different worlds.
可是她因为对主的坚持,
but because of her commitment to the Lord,
她既然有这个机会到这个完全不同的这个世界里面，对那些人可以彰显出她是一个基督徒，在观念上面对他们带来一些冲击。
So she had the opportunity as a Christian to go in the midst of these people of the world and impact their thinking.
她不是用自己的意愿说我要去改变这些人这个世界。
It's not just through her will that she says, I'm going to go and impact these people.
她说这个世界事实上是很肤浅的。
Actually, this world is very superficial.
她们追求这个世界上的金钱名利。
They are pursuing the wealth and the fame of this world.
他们如果不追求神，他们是属于黑暗的。他们的结局我们都知道。
So if they don't pursue God, we know their outcome.
所以我不能凭我自己的能力去进到这样的一个环境里面去跟他们讲基督徒是什么样的一个事情。
So I'm not able to using my own ability to go in there and share with them about Jesus.
可是因为我是属神的人。
But because I belong to God.
我是光明之子。
I'm the children of light.
当神给我这样的一个机会的时候,
when God presents this opportunity to me,
我可以在这群不认识神，不知道基督徒是什么样子, 不知道什么样叫做教会的人, 我可以带给他们一种震撼。
I can go into the midst of people that don't know about God, don't know about church, and impact them.
至少在他们的生命里面，他们碰到这一位基督徒。
At least in their lifetime, maybe. They've encountered this one Christian.
而他们对基督徒的看法不是只是从电视或包装杂志上面看来。
And their idea of what a Christian is not just from the media.
好像在美国觉得今天的基督徒都是一群一定要腰间插枪，然后呢，就是反对民主政治、反对科技前进的这些人，这种无知的人。
So it's not like the Christians that are portrayed today in the media as a group of people that are against everything of this world and that are ignorant.
弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
作为一个人,
as a person,
我们在今生里面 能够有丰富贡献的人,
those that have the most to give in this life,
是那我们在永生里面有丰富生命的人,
is the one who has the most to live in the life to come.
因为我们知道永生的价值，因为我们知道我们是属神的，因为我们是光明之子。
Because we know the value of life and we know that we are the children of light and children of day.
我们知道在今天的这个生命里面,
we know that in our life today,
神给我们的价值不是我们自己渺小的前面要走的这个路和我们的生活上面的需要。
It's not just about our provisions of and what we need now.
我们对我们的孩子，我们对我们的下一代，我们要怎么样教养他们？
So to our younger generation, how are we to teach them and raise them?
主耶稣基督很可能明天就来了。
Jesus may come tomorrow.
主耶稣基督可以今天来。
Actually, he can come today.
那我们今天对我们孩子的教养和带领, 我们要为神对他们做些什么事呢？
So, how are we to raise our children? What should we do for the Lord? Do for the Lord to our children?
几个月前大家以为世界 第三次世界大战都要爆发了。
Couple of months ago, everyone thought that it would be World War III.
就是我们刚刚讲的那几位。
You talked about those three, world leaders.
核子弹都要发出去了。
There will be a release of a nuclear weapon.
哇，今天他们竟然还可以在一起握手，然后笑，还可以拥抱，是不是世界要和平了？
And today they can be able to hug and shake hands. Is it going to, are we going to have a world peace?
我们不是能被动的看着这个世界和环境影响我们的态度，弟兄姐妹。
We can't passively look at this, these events and,
We ought not to be passive and just look at the events and the surroundings and the environment of this world and decide how we react. 我们是属神的人，主耶稣会再来，我们需要主动的知道主你要我为你做什么。
So because we belong to God, we need to actively ask what God wants us to do.
如果主耶稣基督今天来了，
If Jesus was to return today,
我希望我的孩子都听过耶稣的福音，而且他们也接受。
I need to make sure my children have heard the gospel and they receive the gospel.
如果主耶稣基督今天来的时候，
and if Jesus returns today,
我希望我已经对我那不信的父母传过福音。
I've already shared the gospel to my parents that have not believed yet.
我希望对我那些所关心、所爱的那些朋友、亲人，甚至街上不认识的人，都是生命啊！我有没有跟他们讲过神的话？
Have I shared the gospel or God's word to those, my friends and family that I love, or even people out on the street that have yet to know God?
可能我不会讲。
Maybe I don't know how to do it.
可是当人看到我的时候，我是一个有一个光明之子的生活的见证吗？
But when people see me, do I have the testimony of a child of light?
当我知道看见主要来接我上天上去的时候，
And when I see Jesus return ready to receive me,
我是不是那很有把握的说主啊，我就是你的？
Am I confident to see him face to face and say, I belong to you?
保罗说，如果我们对这件事情，对这个生命的盼望，对这个救恩的盼望有实质上的认识。
So Paul says, if we have a clear understanding of this,
第十节他就说，所以我们要在这些事情上面，我们要彼此的劝慰，我们要彼此的建造。
So Paul says, therefore we need to encourage one another and build one another up.
而且是不断的建造。
And we need to continuously build each other up.
这个是我们能够对这个，我们自己的人生，我们可以对这个社会，对这个世界，对我们的后代所能给予最好的一个贡献。
And that is what we can give to our society and the world and our children.
Yeah, this is the best contribution we can give. We can give into this world, into this society, and even in our family and in our children. 愿神祝福他自己的话。
May God bless His own word.
让我们做一个结束祷告。
Let's conclude in prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你爱我们，你将你自己的爱、你的心意向我们显明。
Because you revealed your love and your purpose, your will to us.
主，我们属于你的人，我们都承认，我们愿意做那光明之子。
We want to acknowledge and admit that we all want to be children of light.
可能我们在身份上面，我们也有这样的概念，就是我们属于你了。
Maybe we've already feel that we belong to you.
主，可是今天你的话，你借着圣灵又提醒我们。
But through your word and the Holy Spirit, you remind us.
我们既然是光明之子，我们不要再像那些睡了的人一样。
If we are children of light, let us not be like those that have fallen asleep.
因为我们有这救恩的盼望。
Because we have the hope of salvation.
主，我们等待，我们积极的等待你的再来。
We await your return.
我们不能再像那醉了的人一样。
We cannot be like those that are drunk.
因为我们不属于黑暗，我们不属于幽暗。
Because we don't belong to the darkness and the night.
我们是属于你的，我们是光明之子，我们是白昼之子。
We belong to you, and we're children of light and children of day.
主，求主你自己的话语坚定我们，建立我们。
May your word build us up.
主，我们 的盼望是在你里面，不是在这个世界上面的人事物里面。
Our hope is in you and not on the things of this world.
主，我们人生的价值是看在你要怎么样使用我们，而不是我们自己要怎么样来供应我们的需要。
The value of our life is placed on what you would do with us and how we're to live for you.
主，今天我们众人在你的面前将自己摆上。
We offer ourselves up to you.
主，我们要被你所用。
We want to be used by you.
主，我们要能够在今生里面能够丰富的付出和供应。
And we want to in this life contribute fully.
因为我们知道我们在永生当中是有从你那儿来的丰富的生命。
Because we know that the life that we receive from you is a fulfilling life.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.